We bought into this complete falsehood that at some point you're going to have the courage. At some point you're going to have the confidence. And it's total bullshit, frankly. Are we allowed to swear on this
Absolutely.
Show? Okay. It's complete garbage. And so there are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. Motivation's garbage. You only feel motivated to do the things that are easy, right?
Why do you think that is?
Oh, I know exactly why that is. Because I've studied this so much, because for me, one of the hardest things to figure out was, why is it so hard to do the little things that would improve my life? And what I've come to realize, and what we'll talk a lot about today, is that the way that our minds are designed is our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. Mm. And the way that this all happens is it all starts with something super subtle that none of us ever catch. And that is with this habit that all of us have that nobody's talking about. We all have a habit of hesitating. Mm. We have an idea, you're sitting in a meeting, you have this incredible idea, and instead of just, you know, saying it, you stop and you hesitate. Now, what none of us realize is that when you hesitate, just that moment, that micro moment, that small hesitation, it sends a stress signal to your brain. It wakes your brain up, and your brain all of a sudden goes, oh, wait a minute, why is he hesitating? He didn't hesitate when he put on his killer spiky sneakers. He didn't hesitate with the really cool track pants. He didn't hesitate with the NASA t-shirt. Now he's hesitating to talk. Something must be up. So then your brain goes to work to protect you. It has a million different ways to protect you. One of them is called the spotlight effect. It's a known phenomenon where your brain magnifies risk. Why? To pull you away from something that it perceives to be a problem. And so you can truly trace every single problem or complaint in your life to silence and hesitation. Those are decisions. And what I do and what's changed my life is waking up and realizing that motivation's garbage. I'm never going to feel like doing the things that are tough or difficult or uncertain or scary or new. So I need to stop waiting until I feel like it. And number two, I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income, a totally different relationship with my kids. Not like one decision, I'm divorcing you in the marriage example, but one decision on, you know, you could be having a conversation with your spouse and you feel your emotions rise up, and within a tiny window, those emotions can take over and can impact how your marriage goes. Or you can learn how to take control of that micro moment and make a decision to act in a way that actually shifts your marriage. Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything. A lot of you feel stuck because you're waiting for some kind of external force to either push you and pressure you to change and to be great and to be amazing, or you're waiting for somebody to give you permission. You're either sitting back because you need some sort of external motivation from somebody that's gonna push you or praise you or pressure you in order to change, or some life circumstance, like maybe in your past you've experienced trauma or you faced something really scary and that was the thing that made you change. And then the second thing that people wait around for is permission. Look, those may or may not come in your life. If you are somebody that is sitting around waiting for some external force to come and do the work for you, that is such a losing bet. It's unbelievable. Maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe somebody will come. But more than likely, no one is coming. The only kind of force that will truly create change in your life is you. The internal kind of force. I hate to say it, but for those of you that feel really, really stuck, and you keep thinking that somebody's got to pick me, or somebody's going to discover me, or somebody's got to give me permission to write this book. It's ridiculous. This is external versus internal force. And what you have to figure out if you're stuck is, are you the kind of person that is guilty of needing, wanting, and waiting for external forces, people, an event, some outside force to kick you in the ass so that you'll finally do the stuff that you've been dreaming about doing? I want to tell you something. No one's coming. No one. The people in life that get what they want are the ones that aren't waiting for an external force to validate their dreams, to inspire them, to give them permission. It's the people that realize that success, that happiness, that control, it comes from the internal force. And what is the internal force? It's you. It's you. It's you being able to realize that no one's going to do the work for you. It's you realizing that you're never going to feel ready. In fact, even as you start working toward the things that you really want to do, you're definitely not going to feel ready. And you're going to feel outside your comfort zone. And that's normal. When you start to feel like you're stretching yourself and you're sticking your scrawny neck out there and you're taking some risks, that's amazing. Because you're growing.
What energizes you? Every one of us has an internal fuel tank that is either empty or full. And if you're empty, you feel depleted. If you're full, you feel energized. And so if you simply are in any situation, I mean any situation, and you pay attention within 5 seconds to, does this person energize me? Do they deplete me? Where are they in the scale? You just gain some tremendous wisdom. And the simple way to start to figure out who you are and what you want is start aligning yourself with more things that energize you. So situationally, if you're lying in bed and the snooze alarm goes, or the alarm goes off, and you feel depleted, and you start reaching for the snooze button, that's a really big sign that you need to get out of bed. Now, being depleted versus energized has nothing to do with whether or not things are hard or easy. It has to do with what naturally actually either expands you or shrinks you. And so if you look at your client list and measure it depleted versus energized, what shrinks versus expands me, you have the actual map. And when you start to find the courage to make decisions that energize you and that expand you, whether they're scary as shit or not, that's when everything changes. So if you are energized or expanded by something, you will do it for no money, you will do it happily, and you will suddenly wake up and say, oh my gosh, like I'm pursuing my passion. How did that happen?
You see, many of you are thinking way too big. You're attaching way too much pressure on the things that you're interested in. The bigness of what you're thinking about is what's stopping you. I want you to stop dreaming, and I want you to just start doing small things. I want you to go back to curiosity and less into crushing your big goals. The thing about life and business and success is that you have to be willing to start. And for people that procrastinate, starting is the hardest part. For people that worry, for people that think too big, starting is the hardest part. The second that it's time to actually move from thought to action, you will become a first-class asshole. You will feel resistance. You will struggle with what you're going to write. You will start to feel like it needs to be perfect. You're going to come up with excuses. You're going to talk yourself out of it. Why? Well, because you're used to thinking, and now you're asking yourself to do. Why am I explaining what you should expect? The reason why I'm explaining what you should expect is because it's normal to feel those things. It's normal to feel scared. It's normal to feel like you don't want to do it. It's normal to think about doing it perfect. Letting those things stop you is a choice. got all these big ass dreams, but you can't get out of your thinking loops. You can't stop procrastinating. You can't stop thinking about it. You get overwhelmed, and so you do nothing. The only solution is micro action. That's it. I don't want to hear shit about your big goals. In fact, for everybody out there, I don't want to hear shit about your dreams and your goals until you're actually taking the actions every day for a couple weeks straight. You don't get to talk about your dreams until you can prove that you wake up and every single damn day you push yourself to take one small action forward. If you can do that consistently for a month, then you can start talking about your dreams. Then you can start talking about how you make money at it. Then you can start talking about how you build skill around it.
You should always make decisions with your heart and soul. You can use your brain for math. You can use your brain to look at the fine print in a contract. But when it comes to the actual feel of the decision, you always want to go inward and check it against your heart and soul. How do you do that? Here's the simple test. Does the decision that you're about to make expand you, expand your future, or expand the possibilities of your life? If the answer is yes, then the decision is yes, no matter how terrifying it is. If you conversely look at the choice that you have to make, and the decision will shrink you, will silence you, will inhibit you in some way, then the answer is no. No matter how easy the decision is, no matter how safe the decision is, the answer is no. Now, one of the things I want to point out that when you start to use this, does it expand or does it shrink me? Does it open possibilities or does it keep things closed? Does it raise my voice or does it silence me, right? Is that there's always a short-term and a long-term impact to the decision. The short-term impact to making an expansive decision, a decision that's based in your heart and your soul, sometimes it's terrifying because sometimes it means moving or it means changing a job or changing a relationship or having a difficult conversation or starting something new. And those sorts of things are always uncomfortable. So brace for impact, put the force fields up, but make the decision anyway. Because the long-term impact of making a decision from your heart and soul, that is where the best life comes from. Because you're living for what's true for you, not what's safe in the moment. That we have such a high tolerance for suckiness, as long as the suckiness is a routine. But the second you get thrown out of your routine, or the second that, whether it's because you lose a job, or somebody moves, or somebody dies, or somebody breaks up with you, or you break, like, all of a sudden, that awakens the courage in you to make a change. Because, you know, either you have no choice, or now you got a problem to solve.
Yeah.
But fighting that inertia of life is the most difficult thing in the world.
You know as well as I do, you have something unique and amazing to offer to the world that nobody else can do. It is your job. The purpose of your life is to figure out who you are. And the way that you do that is you tune out the world and you tune in here. Yeah, you gotta go read. You gotta watch a ton of videos. You gotta tune into this show every week. You've gotta explore. You've gotta experience. You gotta fail. But then you've always gotta calibrate it against what are your instincts saying? What energizes you? What depletes you? It's really that simple. Follow the things that energize you. Follow the things that you're naturally curious about. You are not only unique. I think you're a bloody miracle, the fact that you were born who you were born. And there's a reason why you're here.